When I was a boy, my grandfather often took me to a small lake where he kept a boat stashed deep in the pines, and we would jig for pickerel. This was in northern Manitoba, a place so remote that if we traveled north, the next road would be Russian. Nonetheless, my grandfather feared that this secluded spot, so far and deep in the vastness of Canada's wilderness, would inevitably be overrun by Chinese immigrants. He would survey the quiet lake and say, "One day, this will all be rice paddies." Now, my grandfather's fear was inexplicable. He was an immigrant himself from Ireland. He'd carved out his own piece of that northern bush for his own, not to grow rice paddies, but a green lawn of clover, the greenest lawn of clover west of Kerry, I'd argue. Perhaps it was a primal instinct for him to get his and then jealously guard it. I don't know. In the United States, this same fear of newcomers, especially from Mexico, has dominated politics for a long time. When George W. Bush came to office in 2000, there were over 400,000 illegal immigrants crossing the southern border every year. His response was the controversial border wall. And when President Obama came to office, he tried immigration reform, but he was unable to find bipartisan support. He bypassed legislators with an executive action to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants. But it was reported this week that that plan has now been derailed following a federal court injunction from Texas and 25 other states. Really, there have been few issues that have remained so persistently divisive. And in the meantime, this problem has mysteriously disappeared. According to new data from the U.S. Census Bureau, total migration from Mexico has plummeted 68% over the last decade, and is now less than arrivals from either China or India. The U.S. Border Patrol reports that illegal immigration has halved, and a study by the Pew Research Center shows that the total unauthorized migrant population stopped growing in 2006, and has remained at approximately 11 million ever since. Many on the left and right once believed that this was an unstoppable flood of humanity. So what changed? Historically, there's been a close correlation between illegal immigrant flows and economic growth. The U.S. economy entered the Great Recession in 2007, and the unemployment rate has recovered slowly, so perhaps that's it. But even as the U.S. job market improved, Mexican arrivals kept declining, suggesting that economics, at least in this instance, is not the reason. Enhanced border security is a more likely cause. The U.S. Border Patrol doubled in size since 2004, and there have been billions spent on deploying drones and sensors all along the frontier, both with Mexico and Canada. And as the wall went up, punishment was also increased. Before, if you were caught swimming across the Rio Grande, you would simply be put in a truck and driven back across a bridge to Mexico. Now, you are held in detention, sometimes for weeks. But there's also been a fundamental demographic change in Mexico. The birth rate has fallen from 7 children per woman in the 1970s to just over 2 now. Other indicators like school enrollment and life expectancy, these all show that the incentives for leaving Mexico have declined significantly. Unfortunately, while migrant numbers may be down, the political debate remains heated. After Mitt Romney lost the 2012 election, many Republicans hoped to court traditionally Democratic Hispanic voters by appealing to their conservative Catholic social views. The prominence of candidates like Cuban-American Senator Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, as well as former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who, by the way, is married to a Mexican-American and speaks fluent Spanish, suggests a shift in that direction. But the rhetoric is proving otherwise. Governor Scott Walker and Chris Christie, jealously guarding the American dream, are taking an even harder line towards immigration than Romney did. And, interestingly, by contrast, 70% of the American public supports granting legal status to undocumented migrants, according to a recent Pew poll. In Canada, the relatively small number of illegal immigrants has kept this issue out of the spotlight. According to Professor Monica Boyd at the University of Toronto, however, this may change. Sociological research in other countries, such as Germany, show that temporary worker programs, which do not allow for transition to permanent resident status, like the one Canada has implemented, create incentives for workers to outstay their visas, and often lead to a rapid increase in illegal migration. Now, here's the thing, if this ever happens, it will be difficult for us to prevent it. Unlike the United States, Canada fails to collect any data on illegal immigration whatsoever. Professor Boyd explained to me there is virtually no way to come up with robust estimates on the number of undocumented migrants. We have no idea how many people arrive illegally each year, how many people are living here already, nothing. If my grandfather was still alive, he'd seize on this fact. He'd look at me forebodingly and he'd say, "Mark my words, rice paddies, as far as you can see." This is Scott Gilmore from McLean's Magazine. Heraclio Bernal murió por el gobierno pagano. La tragedia de Bernal.